This is your warning. May contain swearing. May contain bodily functions. Just saying, that's happened, in case you've been around. So maybe no little ones, because unless you want to have that awkward conversation. Thanks. From day one, you fought for your life, and you blew everyone away. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome back.
We are
Alicia
and Jesse.
And that makes us
Changing the Chances.
Welcome to our show.
Welcome back, everybody.
Here we are. Another week. Actually, that's exciting. I'm glad that we're back for another week.
I'm like,
personally.
Yeah, that means we're still alive.
I mean, that's good.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, today's episode
topic
is sad. And it's serious, and it's really heavy. So I'm just forewarning with that. And I might cry, because if you've been around, I cry over lots of things. So this could not be, you know, this is probably what's going to happen. Let's just be honest.
So we're going to talk about death today.
Basically, yes.
Just how we've dealt with it, kind of our views on it. Just things like that.
Yeah. And we did mention in last week's just that recently there was a death in the family. I don't know if you said family. Anyways, there was a death in the family, and that's kind of what's brought this around. So it was...
Was it last week?
No, we mentioned it in the podcast last week. When this comes out... Then, yeah, just...
Okay.
Yes.
I'm like, because... Okay.
Yes, because we recorded.
Yeah.
Yes. Just trust me on this.
Yeah.
Okay. The logistics. You had mentioned on the podcast. So, Jesse's brother, so my brother-in-law, passed away recently. He was young.
Very young.
His age. 26. Unfortunately... He had a brain tumor, you know, did the surgeries to try to remove it.
Had three surgeries and did three rounds of chemo and three rounds of radiation. Still.
Unfortunately, it just wasn't enough. Yeah. And it just didn't work. So we ended up passing from cancer. And it was terrible, as anyone could probably imagine. And I think one of the hardest things is he was like such an amazing human.
He really was. He was just so sweet and kind and very shy.
But, so I mean, shy.
He but... still had a brightness to mm-hmm. him, even though he was, you know, shy. But it just kind of sucks because, in my opinion, like he really just started life.
Yeah, because 26 is nothing, comparatively speaking.
Because it really kind of came on fast and hard. And I feel like he's been dealing with it for a few years. But this last year.
Year, yeah.
It just, yeah.
Well, and everything, I think, leading up to it's always hard. Because if anybody's been around somebody who's basically terminal, like... You're just trying to spend as much time with them as you can and make memories and love them because you know. I mean, everybody has an expiration date, unfortunately.
Yeah. I think we all check out.
We do. Later. And I think the upside in most cases is we don't really know when it's going to happen, or we assume it's when we're old, is how I feel. So when you can avidly know what's coming and you can see it before your eyes, it's really hard.
Well, and my heart just goes out to his mom, because again, this was my stepbrother. So she took a leave of absence from work, and she was taking care of him. I think she kind of went back a little bit here at the end, just because I think they needed to. But essentially, she took care of him the entire time.
Yeah. That's a situation we've seen a lot in our world.
And it's not easy, whether it be with a special needs child when, you know, they have a lot of things that come up.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, sometimes you got to take a lot of time off work and get mm-hmm. that stuff handled. And it's very, very much similar to, you know, taking care of a terminally ill patient. We are going to have a celebration of life for Johnny after the holidays.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we were told. That's what
his mom wants to do. And I think it'll be great just mm-hmm. because
I look forward to
from what she said, you know, Johnny didn't want everybody to be sad and everything like he.
Of course he didn't.
No.
Of course he didn't.
He wanted them, you know, he wanted everybody to be happy and
mm-hmm.
to celebrate him, not mourn him,
mm-hmm.
which is a little easier said than done. But it really kind of upset me because you get all these, you know, people that you hear on the news, all these bad people.
We don't need specifics. No, I'm like, just, I don't want to hear all the specifics.
Just bad people that do bad things. And
no, agreed.
They live horrible lives. And, you know, it's like they live to be 60, 70, 80 years old. And
they get to continue to live terrible lives and hurt other people and do all these terrible things.
And then you get somebody like my brother, John, that was just such a bright light and mm-hmm. get snuffed out so early.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thoroughly convinced that bad shit happens to good people. Like,
well, of course legitly. It does. And the thing is, at the end of the day, honestly, is there are people out there who are not good people, and the same thing happens to them. There are people, bad people who get cancer.
I'm not saying that they don't.
No, I know. I know that it's hard to see that when you see somebody like Johnny, who was so amazing.
When I look at, you know, Johnny, and even Piper, you know, with her condition and her shortcomings, and it's like it's just not fair because, you know, mm-hmm. even my stepdad, for prime example, just total douchebag.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I know, he's still alive. I would honestly trade him in for Johnny in a heartbeat. No questions asked, you know, and that may be horrible to say, but I don't give it to, like, he was a horrible person.
Yeah.
And he lived a horrible life. Yeah. And he did horrible things. Johnny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just one of those things that feels unfair again.
He really drew a short straw.
Yeah.
And that sucks.
Yeah. Oh.
It really does.
Yeah. It's just sad. And he will be very, very missed. And
it really upsets me too because, you know, it was a little more different for us with Caleb,
mm-hmm.
but we still were there. We watched it, and it's a horrible feeling for a parent to outlive their child. In my opinion, I don't think there's anything worse. Like, it's...
Oh, agreed.
Like, there's...
Because you shouldn't. Like, no. That feels wrong. Like,
it's so wrong on so many levels. And
it's...
Just goes against nature. I can only imagine that John's mom is probably feeling that too. Like, I cannot believe that...
Yeah.
I outlived my son. My 26-year-old son. Like, it sucks, but it happens all too often.
Unfortunately,
it's... And I would categorize, you know, miscarriages and... You know, all of that stuff. Sid's whatever. Well,
maybe,
you know.
Basically just losing a baby.
Yeah. It's almost like one of those things, like, how am I supposed to feel? Because there's
I get that.
There's like no handbook. There's no way to prepare for that. There's no fucking way to prepare for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think it definitely changes you as a person and as a parent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I can see how that would mean I felt that way for sure. I think being around, because, you know, we lost Caleb. He was only 2 days
old.
But, you know, it's a big deal for us.
It is a big deal for us because he was still our child.
So we, given the life that we have been thrown into.
Yes.
We
call this the shit show, y'all.
We, you know, are a part of a lot of communities with families who have disabled kids and medically complex kids. And lots of them don't live.
Yes. It feels like in the last couple years, we have seen a few children on a few different forums that we are a part of that have passed. And it is just heart-wrenching because...
And they're all different ages.
They're all different
Reasons. Like,
yep. Yeah, different races, different reasons. And they're all just heartbreaking because, you know, you're a part of these forums. So you see these little accomplishments that these little angels do, you know, that just brightens up the family.
Yeah.
Because we understand those little accomplishments more than any, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's super sad to see, you know, when they kind of make a post or something and announce that, you know, their child got their wings. And it's horrible because some of these parents, it's their first child. So it really makes you wonder, or at least for me, like, I hope that it doesn't put them off from trying again, you know, because especially like younger couples and stuff, because we've seen quite a few younger couples, younger than us. I mean, we're still relatively young in our 30s, but younger couples that are younger than us, and it's their first child, and it's got all these complications.
Yeah. Well, I also think there's a lot of things that play into the bigger picture.
I mean, you and I, we batted around the idea of having more for 5 years.
Oh, we did. Yes, we did. If he would have just let me have one when I wanted it.
There was... I mean, honestly, in hindsight, looking back on it now...
You should have just done it?
We should have just
done it. You should have just jumped on board?
Yeah.
Literally?
Yeah. But I was so terrified.
Sorry,
so terrified.
I had to say it.
Like, it just... Yeah, there was no way.
Well, I don't think I was feeling anything in the moment, so that's why it was easy. Like, let's do this. Woo!
Yeah, because I think you had, like, somehow just shut everything off. Like, I don't know how you did it.
I don't think it was intentional.
Yeah, I was very, very jealous of you of that.
I think it saved my sanity for a while, honestly.
I really wish I could have figured that trick out.
If I had the answer, I would give it to you.
Because I really could have used that little trick for sure.
So something that I've come across in our years that I personally just don't understand. And this is, I mean, real life stuff. Like, this has happened. I know that we all compare to everything. It's human nature. Yeah. But I don't like that we compare deaths and like grieving and almost discount how people are feeling. Like, well, mine was worse, so you should be over yours because
everybody, I feel like that whole me mentality plays into that. Because everyone, no one wants to acknowledge, you know, oh, you're in pain also. It's all about me.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I see it. Like, but I get what you're saying.
I mean, that's real.
Oh, it is.
I know somebody personally. I won't say their name. They probably know who they are if they're listening. She mentioned something to, I believe, a doctor after Caleb had passed. And so, you know, she had just mentioned, I think, I don't know if I have a whole story. Like,
yeah.
Well, you know, is going on. I did have a grandson who passed, and this doctor of all people, apparently had somebody in her life that passed. I think it was a grandchild, but they were like 9, like older, and literally like discounted her feelings. Like, well, mine was 9. Like,
wow.
Like, mine was worse than yours.
See, and I don't think it should be compared.
Well, because I agree. I mean, I don't think that's fair.
Last November, I lost my favorite aunt. Found out.
Well, little, we did talk about her. Yeah.
Brenda, found out a few months back that her husband, my Uncle Ronnie, now also has cancer, but he doesn't even want to fight it. He doesn't want to, you know, he doesn't want a surgery, no chemo, no nothing. He's essentially given up already, you know, and then just losing my brother, John. And
it's a lot.
Yeah. You know, and honestly, the only death prior to Caleb that really kind of did anything to me was losing my grandpa. That one really sucked. I was about 9 or 10. And then, you know, and there were some other family friends and this, that, and the other when I was younger, but I always felt like I was a weirdo because I never felt anything.
Yeah.
Like it was just like, oh, they died, whatever. Like, but there was no real connection.
Yeah. And for me, that's a different also, like, what are the circumstances behind it for you personally? Because it's going to be different for everybody.
Well, and you know what? I don't think anybody's feelings should be discounted. You feel what you feel for a reason.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you need to feel that, then feel it. You know, I don't think anybody should be discounted. We lost our son, you know, 8 years ago, and it still hurts. I don't think it should be discounted because, you know, some other family just lost their son. It's like, you know what? Yes, yours is new. Yours is fresh. Doesn't make it worse or higher degree of pain or,
yeah, and you I know think what that's I mean? What's and, hard is when people try to compare. Well, like, mine is worse than yours. Well, I think yours is different than mine.
Well,
and that's how I look at it personally, is like, yours is going to be different because it's the circumstances are different.
Simply because everybody is different and everybody handles things different. But
yeah. And your relationship to this person was different. Yeah. And like,
well, and I just, again, don't know why... I just want to reiterate. I don't think anybody's feelings should be discounted or, you know.
No, agreed. That's what I'm saying. Like, I just feel like everybody...
You feel that for a reason, and no one should discount that from you.
Like, be able to look at you and go, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And that sucks. Because on every planet, losing somebody you love, no matter the circumstances, sucks. It's not usually a joyous occasion when somebody you love passes. It's not. So,
you know, and I think that, you know, for people that have lost someone that they're really close to, like best friends that have been friends for 10, 15 years, whatever, I think that, you know, I think it's harder for them to try and see through someone else's eyes that, you know, oh, well, you only know that person for a couple of years, or, you know, like, this is my lifelong friend.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, you know, you can't, you can't put like a degree of feeling, you know, on how long you've known someone or how long someone's been with you. It's like, I feel that our grief is just as painful as anybody else's for losing a child that had had their child for 9 or 10 years. Like, losing a child is losing a child. I mean, heaven forbid something was to happen to Piper, it's gonna hurt just the same. It's gonna hurt. It's gonna be soul enriching.
Whole different experience. Yeah.
But it's exactly, but it's gonna be a different experience because we're different people now.
Yeah. And it's just different.
And it's just different.
It's just different.
But for someone to be like, oh, well, you know, I just lost a brother, so you losing your cousin 5 years ago doesn't mean, you know, you should recognize my death now because yours is in the past. Like,
yeah, it's just a
But thing. I feel that it comes back to people just being selfish and all about me and having that me mentality.
Yeah.
And it's like, just be kind. Like, it takes you no effort whatsoever to not say anything. You can just stand there and basically let someone vent. Like,
what's the saying? If you can't say anything nice, don't say anything. Yeah, you can't say
anything nice, don't say anything at all.
Like,
you know, it's like, sorry. Like, you don't have to say anything. It just feels like, for me at least, once we lost Caleb, death has hit me so much or wouldn't say harder, but I guess kind of in a way, it's one of the ways to say it is, yeah, death does hit me harder. Mm-hmm. I feel it more.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that losing Caleb and him being
but again,
my son.
It changed you.
It did. The whole experience changed me.
Yeah.
So now dealing with death is different for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I get that.
I would certainly never try on, you know, intentionally to discount someone else that would say, you know, they lost someone.
Yeah.
Because loss is loss, in my opinion.
Agreed. That's what I'm
losing
saying.
Losing a friend, a lover, a child, you know, an aunt, an uncle.
Well, it's whatever. Just not something you should compare.
No, you should not be comparing death.
You should just be loving and respectful.
But it's you know, on the same side when people are like, gosh, man, I'm just going through a hard time right now. Mm-hmm. You know, and trying to talk to a friend or something. And it's like, gosh, you think you got it bad. Yeah. Man, yeah. I got to deal with this and this and this and that and blah. And it's just like.
Well, it's feelings in general. Yeah.
Yeah, but it almost feels like people are comparing still. And it's like,
well, you're right. And it is. If you think about it, it plays the exact same factor in even on whose life is. Better. I'm using quotation marks. Better. Because, you know, social media, it's very common for people to paint the picture like, this is my fabulous life, and everybody's trying to up their game. Well, this is my fabulous life, when really, you don't know what's going on. Why are we doing that?
True.
Guess what? If you are somebody who travels the world and you love it and you want to post pictures, great, fantastic, that's amazing. If you love your life, then that's what makes it amazing. I don't travel the world. Guess what? I still love my life. I still think it's fantastic. I have a family I love, and I'm surrounded by people I love. And, you know, I have lots of great things in my life. Just because I'm not posting pictures of Hawaii every other weekend doesn't mean it's less than, doesn't mean it's not worthy.
No.
It's just different, and it's my happy, and it's my good. And if you're happy is traveling and going to Hawaii, then hallelujah, do it.
And that just falls back on judgment.
People, agreed.
People just judge.
And but I don't play into that game because I don't care.
I try not to. And I know that sometimes I can be. And I really,
I do think really it's try a struggle not to. For you.
But yeah.
Yes.
It yeah. And I know that I can be. But yet it's something that I have accepted and but I try to work on.
If you can see it, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's like, I probably shouldn't have fucking said that. Damn. But if someone was to make some kind of snide remark to me about, you know, oh yeah, I lost my son 8 years ago, and well, how, you know, you don't know shit, my sister or my, whoever just died, and it's like, then I would probably turn into an asshole. It's like, who the fuck are you to tell me? Like,
I mean, that feels real for you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm pretty sure someone might even get hit in the face. But It sucks that people do that kind of comparison.
Yeah.
And it's about everything.
Yeah.
Not just death.
Yeah.
Or
and that's what
life.
We're just talking
it's
about.
It's just
yeah.
everything.
It really is. We just live in a world where everyone puts their stuff online. And yes, I do have an Instagram. And yes, I do post things about our life there. That's very true. And we have a podcast and I do talk about it. I still keep things to myself 100%. But I'm always here being as honest as I can. I'm not here to lie and say our life is easy. I'm not here to say it's terrible. I'm not here to paint a picture that's not happening. I'm just trying to be honest.
I'd rather, yeah, like be
whatever
be
that
real.
Looks like at the moment.
Be honest, be real. And it's like,
sometimes I post.
I agree. We may not have the easiest life. It can actually be quite rough sometimes.
For me, yes, you're right. I don't think we have the easiest life.
But I still love our life. I love our life together. I love you. I love Piper. And I love our family, our little family, all of our extended family. It, you know, the only thing I would change is if I could help Piper, you know, like if I could take away her CP to where, you know, she could walk or take away the CP aspect to where she could talk or, you know what I mean? Like, I have no regrets, but if I could make a deal with the devil. You bet your ass I would. I'd go to the crossroads in a heartbeat.
All I'm saying is if you made a deal with the devil and she learned to start talking right now when she was 8, we would be screwed.
Oh, we're so screwed.
I mean, yeah.
It's one of those things like if those walls could talk.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if this human could say words that everyone could understand all the time, we're getting a lot of phone calls from the school.
Oh, I'm sure.
Just Sam. I mean, you've heard us talk on the podcast, and she's here.
F-bomb in like every single sentence, and
I bet feels accurate. Have you met her father?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At the end of the day, I just think that death is sad.
Well, and it's also one of those things, like, I feel like a lot of people don't want to talk about it because it makes them uncomfortable.
Agreed. Yes, 100%.
It is. It's a weird feeling. You get uncomfortable. You don't know what to say. You know what I mean? Like, it's what, especially if death hasn't touched you, like, in your life, or, you know, it's kind of hard to believe that, you know, someone hadn't. But like me, up until losing my grandpa, I think I was 10, I lost a couple of other aunts or whatever and family friends that my mom and dad knew. And it was like, whatever. Wasn't until I lost my grandpa. Like, it actually was.
Yeah.
I was close enough to it to where it touched me, affected me. That death did.
Yeah.
The one thing that I will hold and cherish, we got to go and see my brother John before he passed, and when we were leaving, he was coherent enough to see that Piper waved bye to him. Piper, she doesn't even wave to me the majority of the time, you know, like,
she's hit or miss.
It's very selective. And John got to see that, you know, and John just thought she was the sweetest thing. Like, he would always ask about her, and so. And for me, it's kind of like, you know, Piper's still our little angel. And it's like she knew.
But, maybe she did.
You know.
I don't know. Kids know way more than adults do. Let's just be honest.
Yes.
But I think the main thing I just wanted to say is that at the end of the day, it's different for everybody. I don't think somebody's grief or experience with it is easier or more or less than anybody else's. No. And maybe we should just take 2 seconds to realize that if you are sad, be sad. If you're not feeling anything at the moment, don't feel anything at the moment. Like, I just acknowledge what you're feeling. And don't let anybody decide for you what that should be.
Doesn't Christoph say that? You feel what you feel. And those feelings are real. Right? Oh, Christoph and Frozen?
I know what you're saying.
Or something like that when he starts singing the song.
It's the reindeer. It's Sven.
Oh, it's Sven.
It's technically right. Sven. Yeah.
But you got to do it.
And just don't let me take that from you. Like,
I am learning to let my feeling, like, to feel what I feel.
Yeah.
Because for the longest time, it was like, nope, just bury it.
Yeah.
Turn it all into anger. And it's not good. It's not healthy.
It's important to feel the things you're feeling.
Yeah.
It's important to work through those feelings also.
Well, if you don't feel them, you can't work through them.
No, agreed. Yes. Yes. And, you know, and just remember, this isn't a game. This isn't who's better, who's worse.
It's not a competition.
This is not a competition. Just acknowledge, even just saying, I'm sorry.
Well, that's like what I've said before in previous, you know, episodes. Just be kind.
Yeah. I think it's
very important.
It
costs nothing to be kind.
Yeah.
You know, and if you don't want to be kind, just,
I'm sorry.
You don't have to be a dick.
Sorry. I'm only laughing because you said it costs nothing to be kind. And there's a new reel on Instagram. And that's exactly what they say. Costs nothing to be nice. And he's like, well, how much does it cost to be a dick? Because I'll pay you right now. What do you need? Costs nothing, right? It's a double-edged sword. Well, also costs nothing to be mean. Just be nice. Just be nice.
Yeah.
Put a little goodness into the world, okay?
With as much as the world's going to hell in a handbasket, like, you don't need to add to it.
Agreed.
So. I think that's all we were going to cover. I think we hit everything that we wanted to hit on.
Just, you know, touch all the sad and serious stuff in the world.
And, you know, just to all of our listeners, if you have had a death that's been close and that has hit you and you're just kind of struggling with it, you know, it helps to talk about it. Although it may not seem like it, it does help to talk about it. And again, feel what you need to feel. Work through it. Get, you know, you got to shut away and just be a bed potato for a day or two, whatever. Do do what you need to do to get through it.
We are not licensed therapists, no. But this is our personal opinion.
But you very know, important. Definitely, definitely feel what you need to feel. And
agreed. And you can always message me on Instagram at Changing the Chances.
Yeah,
I'm a great listener, by the way.
Yep.
I don't have to offer. I am. Don't you dare take that from me. That is a Maxwell moment. Oh, he's nodding. Like,
what? I didn't.
Maxwell. Look, I will come over this table.
And with it being the holiday season, again, everybody have, you know, happy, safe holidays and cherish the people that you have in your lives.
And we love you for coming back and listening to us.
Yes.
Every week or every chance you get, whatever that looks like for you. Works. If you're listening, we love you.
Yep.
Have a good holiday.
Yep. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.